It's almost 1 in the morning. Shortly after the close of our last episode, as August Jansen examines the early editions of city newspapers, reads every word about the death of Suzanne Barclay's mother. But even as he reads of Mrs. Barclay's death, in Della Street's apartment...
You sleep in here, Mrs. Barclay. I hope you'll be comfortable.
I'm sure I will.
Della?
We'll be right in, Chief.
Well, I think you'll find everything you need, Mrs. Barclay. If there's something we forgot, you just ask Della.
Now, you stop worrying about me. I'll be all right, Mr. Mason. And, Mr. Mason, I can't thank you enough.
Well, we've only taken the first step, Mrs. Barclay. Now you have reached the hard part.
Well, what must I do now, Mr. Mason?
Nothing. Nothing but wait and see if your daughter will come out of hiding. That waiting won't be easy. You'll be here alone all day. You'll have to be careful no one hears you moving around or sees you through the window. You can't answer the door if someone knocks or answer the phone if it rings. As I say, there's nothing for you to do. And I know that is not easy. Stella? Have any idea who that is?
No.
Go in the bedroom, Mrs. Barclay. Don't make a sound unless I call you.
Well, shall I...
It's your apartment. You'd better see who it is.
Oh, good evening, Miss Street. Or should I say good morning?
Why, Mr. Wallace.
Hello, Mason. Well, you two look surprised to see me.
What are you doing here, Mr. Wallace?
I want to see my sister. I brought her personal effects. Where is my sister, Mr. Mason?
Della, will you call her, please? You shouldn't have come here, Wallace.
What? Why not? I want to see my sister. I was most careful no one saw me.
You don't think anyone saw you.
Donald.
Oh, hello, Susan. Mr. Mason is scolding me because I brought your overnight bag.
It wasn't necessary, Donald. Miss Street has looked after me.
Well, I wanted to see you anyway.
And I want to see you. And since you're here...
Well, can it wait, Mason? I haven't said hello to my sister.
Mr. Wallace, you were supposed to be a man whose sister was just killed in an accident.
Oh, now, Mason...
Just a moment. You say you were careful coming here. All right, I'm willing to accept your statement. But let me remind you, a grief-stricken man doesn't leave his residence unless it's necessary.
Mason, you can't expect me to stay home and twiddle my thumbs.
You can't bear to sit still? All right, move around. But make it plain and clear that you're in mourning. And whatever you do, don't come here again.
What?
Don't come here again.
Oh, that's ridiculous, Mason. My sister will be alone until after her supposed funeral.
I'll be all right, Donald. Mr. Mason, explain why...
You let me handle this, Susan. It's been a long time since I've taken orders from any man. And, Mason, let me remind you, my insurance company is responsible for retaining you to investigate the syndicate.
Mr. Wallace, you remember the terms of our agreement? I have absolute authority in regard to this investigation.
All right. Where my sister and my niece are involved...
Which is a part of the investigation. No, I won't argue with you, Wallace. I order you to stay away from this apartment.
Oh, you do, eh?
Yes. And you will follow instructions or I'll wash my hands of this whole thing.
Mr. Mason...
Take it or leave it. I'm a little impatient with you, Mr. Wallace. You know that there are brains behind this syndicate.
Yes, but I...
They've killed and they'll kill again. The man called Gus had the slightest idea that we were making a play to bring Suzanne out of hiding. He'll be waiting for her to show, and when she does, he'll take her life. That's why little things are important, Mr. Wallace. That's why I've plugged every loophole possible. Believe me, there are plenty we can't plug up.
Oh, I don't know, Mr. Mason. It looks perfectly safe to me.
You think so? Yep. Is that why you told your friend, the district attorney, what we're doing?
Well, why shouldn't I tell him? I've known Fred Apt for years. He's a fine public servant.
Yes, I've known him quite a while myself.
Well, I told him in strictest confidence.
And yet I know you told him.
Oh.
Telling Apt and his staff is no way to keep a secret.
Oh, you shouldn't have done it, Donald.
Now wait, Susan. You don't understand.
I know all I need to know. Suzanne is in danger. She'll be killed. Donald, Suzanne will be killed if that man suspects the truth.
Yes, I know, Susan. I love her, too. And I see your point. I shouldn't have told Fred Apt. I shouldn't have come here. I said I haven't taken orders for a long time. Too long. All right, Mason. I'll take them now. Tell me what to do.
Well, Gus has made one discovery. He knows the police have been checking him. But now, as Albert Dallow watches, Gus looks up from the newspaper, shrugs.
It's nothing, Albert.
What, Mr. Jansen? The way you sent me out to get the newspapers, I thought...
Don't try to think. You're a genius when it comes to motors and machinery, but...
You don't have to tell me I'm dumb, Mr. Jansen. I know it.
You don't just know it, you glory in it.
Yes, sir. If you say so. Miss Barkley being dead don't mean nothing?
Just that she's dead. I was startled when I first heard the report.
You care if I look at the newspaper story?
Can you read, Albert?
See, Mr. Jansen, I ain't that dumb.
All right, go ahead if you like. No, you won't find it in the Record or the News Leader. It's only in the Daily Blade.
How come it's only in one paper?
Because the man who witnessed the accident phoned the Daily Blade.
Oh, yeah. It says so here in the paper. And it says, Mrs. Barkley had 75 G's with her.
It's perfectly simple, Albert. Some bright boy learned Suzanne's missing. Contacted Mrs. Barkley with an offer to sell information about Suzanne. Mrs. Barkley was taking him the dough and she was killed. Perfectly simple and straightforward. I don't have any real worries as long as the cops don't find Suzanne, and they won't. I know when she's coming back to Smithville. All I have to do is be waiting for her. All right, Albert? Go up to Smithville and relieve Junior. I have some unfinished business with Gordy Weber, and I want Junior to give me a hand. Didn't you hear me, Albert?
I've almost finished reading the story, Mr. Jansen.
Never mind the story. Now start moving. What's the matter?
Mr. Jansen, I told you one time before, you and Mr. J.T. Doherty, you men are real smart. I never saw men as smart as you and Mr. J.T. Doherty.
Say it, Albert. Whatever it is, say it.
I'm trying to... This is the truth, Mr. Jansen. I always know it when somebody lies to me. I can always tell when somebody's lying to me. I can feel...
Albert, what are you trying to say?
The story, Mr. Jansen, the newspaper story. It don't feel right.
What's wrong with it? It's a front page story. There's even pictures of the car. Mrs. Barkley's dead and that's that.
Mrs. Barkley ain't dead. Don't ask me how I know. Don't ask me why they want to print a big lie on the front page of a newspaper. I'm too dumb to figure it out, but I know when somebody lies to me. And this here is a lying story, Mr. Jensen. Mrs. Barkley ain't dead. But that don't make no sense, does it, Mr. Jensen?
Maybe it makes a lot of sense. I never thought of it. I never would have thought of it if you hadn't...
Never thought of what, Mr. Jansen?
It could be a plant. The whole thing could be a plant.
Sure. I said... But why?
Because somebody with brains in his head knows Suzanne loves her old lady. And that smart boy figured she might come to her mother's last services. Now find out.
How can you?
It's a plant. The Daily Blade's in on it. No other sheet in town carried the story. Okay. If it's a plant, somebody on the Blade knows the answer.
Who? And what?
The editor. The editor has to know.
You can't just walk up and ask him.
No, Albert. I'll ask him. And he'll tell me. He'll tell me anything I want to know.
You can't manhandle a newspaper editor.
Oh, can't I? You'll see, Albert. Because you're going to help me. You stand by for instructions. We're going to ask an editor some questions.
Well, what Perry Mason feared would happen has happened. Gus Jansen suspects the truth. And what do you think will happen now? Well, by all means, join us tomorrow. Fine.